ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
The Father has given, shown, bestowed on us that we should be permitted to be named and called and counted the children of God. And so we are. The reason that the world does not know, the reason why people, after plotting evil against you, they still find you laughing, they still find you taking them for lunch, they still find you asking about their family, their welfare, is because they can't recognize, they don't acknowledge us. They don't know him. So they can't, it doesn't make sense. A tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. That's what the world understands. Do me, I do you, God no vex. That's what the world understands. Verse 2, what does he say? He said, beloved, we are even here. And now, as God's children, it is not yet disclosed. Glory. So we are even trying to walk in the reality of it. Yet the Bible says it's still not yet disclosed. This is just coming soon. What we shall be hereafter. But we know. How do we know? By the reason of us allowing him to walk through us now. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, God is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So the willingness, the doing, it's in God when we allow him. He said, but we know that when he comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble and be like him. For we shall see him just as he really is. And everyone who has this hope resting on him cleanses. We can't hold on to fears. We can't hold on to resentment. We can't hold on to bitterness. It binds. Unforgiveness binds. It binds our soul. Things can flow. Supernatural things can flow into our mind. Ideas cannot come. It's like we have death there. We have cobwebs there. And for us to be able to see clearly, we must lay aside. That's what the Bible says in another place. It said, putting aside all forms of filthiness and the things that easily overcrowded our life. It said, let us keep our gaze on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. This kind of message, people don't like it, but that is the way of the kingdom. That is the way. If you don't want to die young, that is the way. Doctors here, they know. They call certain diseases that happen to majority of people psychosomatic illnesses. In other words, they are sickness of the mind. And sometimes it's the things that they have picked up through offenses. Cancer, I mean, in recent times, people have been encouraged. Cancer, high blood pressure. All these things are related to the state of people's mind. Just as it's pure, chaste, undefiled. Verse 4, please, guiltiness. Everyone who commits, practices sin is guilty of lawlessness. For that is what sin is, lawlessness. Hatred, lawlessness. Bitterness, lawlessness. Corruption, lawlessness. Pretending to be kidnapped and staying on a tree for 11 hours, lawlessness. Singing song.
When shall I see
violating laws, or neglect being unrestrained or regulated by his command and his will? Everyone. No, verse 5. We are going to 7. You know that he appeared in visible form and became man to take away upon himself sins. So there is the sin, which is the nature, but there is the sins, which is the practice. Man to take away upon himself sins, and in him there is no sin, essentially and forever. No one who abides in him, who lives and remains in communion with and in obedience to him deliberately. So if I say I hate you, it's a deliberate thing. That's what the Bible is saying here. If I wish you alive, it's a deliberate thing. I don't want to say the negative thing, because I want to show something. Because at the center of filial, which is one kind of love, is self. But the love that we are talking about this morning is agape. Not agape. Most people call it agape. But it's agape. A-G-A-P-A. It's that God's nature in us. The life of God flowing out of us. There's this Catholic priest that has, in most homes, we have those right up while growing up. Lord, make me an instrument of your love. Wherever there is hatred, help me to be able to sow love. Wherever there is confusion, help me to be able to give people divine direction. So the nature of God, the nature of God. Verse 7, what does it say? Boys, yes. Babes, babe, oh, let no one deceive or lead you astray. He who practices righteousness, who is upright, so there is a practice of righteousness, allowing the Holy Spirit to take his preeminent position as your teacher, as your guide, as your counselor, leading you into all truth. Whoever practices righteousness, who is upright, conforming to the divine will, in purpose, thoughts, and action, living a consistent, conscientious life, is righteous, even as he is. If a monkey gives back to a monkey, what do we have? Please respond, church. Donkey to donkey. Chicken to chicken. Chicken don't give back. What's the offspring? So if a God give back to a God? A child. No, God. We need to enroll you at Coaching Center, Mabada. I just need you to get this message this morning. So I'm trusting, whichever way you want to get it, whether through the jokes or not, just get it. The world must change. People are in tears. They are broken. And if truly, as long, like Jesus said, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. So as long as we are here, we are supposed to make a difference. Praise the Lord. So in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, what does he say to us? He said, the Father has delivered us and drawn us to himself out of the control. So if I'm living in bitterness, resentment, I am giving the control of my emotions to someone. But he said, out of the control and dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. Which means what? Church said with me this morning, which means what? So this is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. He's living in us as our teacher, guide, and comforter. And he actively works in us daily, if and when we allow him. Romans 5:5 says, His love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. It says, such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames us. For God's love has been poured out in our heart through the Holy Spirit, which He has given to us. 1 John 4, verses 7 to 11. Please, I want you to go back. Wisdom for living. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is springs from God. He who loves his fellow man means he's begotten, born of God, and he's coming. So it doesn't mean that people will not offend you. It doesn't mean that you won't have situations of life thrown at you. So you are progressively to know and understand, to perceive and recognize, and get a better and clearer knowledge of him. He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love. In this, it's not that God is a love. God is love. That's who he is. In this, the love of God was made manifest, displayed where we are concerned, in that God sent his Son and the only begotten or unique Son into the world so that we might be saved through him. Next scripture. 1 John 4:16. First John, and we know, understand, recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience and belief, adhere to and put in faith and rely on the love of God, cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. The nature of God, the eternal life, please understand, should manifest in our nature, conduct, and manner of speech as a child or as children of God. Please, I don't know how you want to discipline your mind, your body. Eh? You have to start the practice. Cursing is not a virtue. That when someone does anything wrong and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is to curse. No, it's not a virtue. Self-control is the virtue. You can't even afford to give everybody the pieces of your mind, because very soon you won't have any left. The Bible talks about quietness. Solomon, we will study in Proverbs, that even when a fool, someone who is considered a fool, keeps quiet, people regard that he has wisdom. That emotion, we need to deal with it. We need to discipline ourselves. Please understand the manner of spirit that you and I have. He said, out of this same mouth that you use in blessing, don't use it to curse. People have used this mouth. In fact, every war has been caused by the use of somebody's mouth. Before Jesus came, the highest form of love known, felt by man, was philia. P-H-I-L-E-O. Philia. That's where the people who started Philadelphia in the U.S. is a city of love. That's where they got their inspiration from. Brotherly love. The love that exists between probably a mother and a child, a husband and a wife, a colleague and fellow colleague, neighbors. That's filial. But over time, because it's done with the interest of self, we've seen it over the century, the same filial has turned into murder, jealousy. It has turned into irreconcilable differences. So, we can't run. As much as we need filial, we can't run on filial. In fact, the irony, the, The current trend of humanism, we believe in human being, we believe in right to this, right to that, is built on the principle of filial. But we are talking about God, who loved us before we understand that we have to love him. That's agape. And that's the nature that has been imparted to us, even at the new birth. In 1 Corinthians 13, I think I will close with that for today. 1 Corinthians 13, it just lists out the characteristic of this agape. 1 Corinthians 13. So no matter who you are, please, if we are not 1 Corinthians 13, I read the whole 13 verses because I want to show something. Sometimes we feel that the most spiritual person is the one who can pray a lot. Or the most spiritual person in this kingdom is the one who can prophesy, is the one who can do signs and wonders. Look at what Paul wrote. He said, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not loved, have not recognized, embraced this agape, the reasoning, the intention, and the spiritual devotion that this require, I am only what? Please read with me, people of God. Or a what? So it's not just about miracles or the intonation of the tongues. You know, sometimes those intonation of tongues, it taking, and maybe somebody is just doing sharaba, sharaba, sharaba. And the other person say, brother, that's not where it is. If I have prophetic power, twala, 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 the more you see, the less you understand. The gift of interpreting divine, that's not the gift. Oh. Twala is just joke. Please, there is no tongue like that. The gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understand all the secret true mysteries possesses all knowledge. And if I have sufficient faith to ask this speaker to jump up to my chest so that I can remove mountain, but have not love, God's love in me, I am what? A what? So, filio wants to be somebody all the time. But agape, even if I dole out all that I have, I can give scholarship, I can pay bills, I can do all the things. I can come out and say, we are building all these things in Malawi, we are building one in South Sudan. I dole all that I have to the, we need to do that, I'm not saying that. But if I do that in providing food, shelter, if I surrender my body to even be born, in order that I may glory. You know, some people do that during Easter period. They say, come and crucify me. I want to be another Jesus. It's already too late. In order that I may glory that I have not love, God's love in me, I do what? So look at this characteristic of this agape. Is a love endures what? Please, let's read together. And is what? And what? Love never. No boys over with. This kind of love is not. Or. This kind of love does not. Don't you know who I am? Who are you? I am the landlord of Oluwalambe Lodge. So what? Go and ask people in my village who I am. Before Abraham was. So some people have been before you came. This kind of love is not what? Oh yeah, let's look at the word consistent. This kind of love is not what? Let's stay there. I can preach all day on that. It should not be, it's not our nature to be rude. And what I want to say this morning, please, it's on three levels. The people who have gone ahead of you, the people who are your peers, the people who are coming below, until you get it, you have not started. Because if you only respect those who are ahead of you, Maybe because they have to recommend you, they have to do this. You have not started your journey. If you are not what I get level, your colleagues. And then those who are coming, who is he? Who is she? But this love is not rude. It's not unmannerly. It doesn't act unbecomingly. Love, which is God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights. If you're not going to do it that way, forget it. And then go. This love is conversational. Why don't you want me to do it that way? Let me understand. No, I don't have to tell you. Just do it my own way. That's unmannerly. Because your own way is not the best way, it's not the only way. Listening to other people might save us from headache or pain. So this love is not self-seeking, it's not touchy, it's not fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Pays no account. Diaries are supposed to help you keep appointments. Not to record offenses. At 8:36 p.m. at Uncle Laddie's house, she said this to me. She said she will never do this. And Lord, you are looking at me also. I will never do this. Like Jennifer's diary. Does not rejoice at injustice. God catch him. God doesn't catch people. It's you who express that. Unrighteousness. It doesn't rejoice when right, but rejoices when things are right and truth prevail. This love bears up under anything and everything that comes and is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes are faithless under all circumstances and it endures everything without weakening. This love never fails. Filial will fail. Agape doesn't fail. This love never fades. This love does not become obsolete. This love does not come to an end. That's why it is eternity. Eternal love, eternal life. It takes you from here. What you do with that love guarantees your space in the next place that we all transit into. This love doesn't come to an end. As for prophecy, all the things that we have said earlier on, gift of interpreting divine will, it will be fulfilled and passed away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. For knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and supersede by the truth. For our knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, and imperfect. For those of you who crave, I say to people, crave for knowledge. But the truth of the knowledge is, there are 360 degrees in a circumference. So you have first degree, second degree, third degree. So 3% out of 360. You can do multiple of masters. It's still regarded as second degree. Multiple of whatever you want to do is still regarded. So this knowledge is fragmentary, incomplete, imperfect. Prophecy is fragmentary, is revelatory. That's why it's an everlasting gospel. It's still imperfect. But when the complete and perfect total comes, the incomplete, imperfect will vanish away when we allow God's love to direct our action, attitudes. Hey, everything that is not of God fades away from our life. It becomes antiquated, void, and superseded. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. There was a time you curse, you do all these things. And then there was a time you just sow the wild oats. But there should be a time that you reason like a man. You become a man. I am done with childish ways, and I put them aside. Verse 12 says, for now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim, blurred reflection of what reality as in riddle or enigma. But when perfection comes, we shall see reality. Perfection has come, really. We see Jesus face to face. Now I know in part, imperfectly, but then I shall know. That's talking about eternity, and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly understood by God. And so, faith, hope, love, abide. Faith, which is the conviction and belief respecting man's relation to God and divine things. Hope, which is a joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. Love, which is the true affection for God and for man, growing out of love for and in us. These three things sustain our faith walk, but the greatest is what? So in conclusion this morning, Agape operates from a new center outside self, which is the nature of God. We can't build our lives or Christian walk on filial. The law of love is our key to victory. That's the law, that's the life, that's the joy and testimony of every believer. That's what makes our lives a sweet fragrance everywhere we go before MTN discovered it. And Jesus lived and gave us this model of divine nature. He didn't adjust himself to the era, fashion, theories of his days. He came as a witness to the truth because he is the truth. Jesus was the embodiment of divine truth and love. That's why he can pray under severe persecution, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I've read that and I say, excuse me, Jesus. Someone tied me now, put me nails in my heart, and say, crucify him. And I'm saying, forgive them, for they know not their doing. Forgive them. And right in the middle of that, my heart still reach out to people. He said, today you will be with me in paradise. Ha! I thought that when people are in such a place, every man to himself, God for us all. But that's why it's Jesus who showed us that example. Why am I saying this morning? Jesus broke the fang of hatred, which replaced the old Edenic love between God and man. Today we have a new family. We have a new nature. We have a new father. We have a new language. The book of Leviticus and the Old Testament shows us the weakness of the law. Why 1 Corinthians 13, where we read this morning, show us the love, which is the way to our victory. I sense in my heart this morning, because I like to pray for this group of people. You've had issues with your parents, you've had issues with people, and you just want a release, because I say to you, as long as you are holding on to whatever it is, it will not prosper you the way God intends you to prosper. It will affect your health. It will affect the things that you think about. It might be a relationship between yourself and your dad, natural dad. Maybe you don't even know your dad. I met someone recently who asked me, he said, how can you pray for me to be able to, even if it's to sight, who my dad is? I said, I'm just beside him. I don't have to have a relationship with him, just to cite him that this is actually the person who gave back to me. So I know life may have happened to you. Situations of life may have happened in your life. It may be a broken relationship. And someone stole your heart, like we said, and left you broken. It's more like you're saying you have missed opportunity. And God is saying this morning, there is restoration for you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,